This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There was a time when airport food was reliably like a run-of-the-mill highway truck stop. Juan, pieces of pizza, sandwiches seemingly wrapped during the Pleistocene era. But some airports have been upgrading. Tampa International Airport wants to showcase its local eateries and so has started allowing non-passengers into the terminal for a taste. In other words, on your big date night, you go through airport security to dine. From WUSF in Tampa, Bradley George reports.
It's a Saturday morning at Tampa International Airport, and Jen Tai is thinking about lunch before her flight to Baltimore.
We're on Airside C, so we're planning on going to Eulalie before I take off, so it'll be nice.
Eulalie is a Tampa restaurant whose menu is inspired by Florida's Native American cuisine. It's one of over a dozen local spots to move into the airport. Spokeswoman Emily Nips says when those new restaurants and shops came in, non-flyers were eager to check them out. There was just one problem.
And they would even ask, is there a way to get to these restaurants without a ticket? And we would say, yeah, no, sorry, you got to have a ticket.
Before the 9/11 terror attacks, non-flyers could walk throughout terminals in U.S. airports. But that ended for security reasons. Pittsburgh's airport was the first to try bringing non-passengers back into the terminal, starting in 2017. Spokesman Bob Kerlick says it took years of negotiation with federal officials.
We had to work very closely with TSA, demonstrated to them that this program would have no reduction in security and it would have no effect on wait times for passengers.
In Tampa and Pittsburgh, participants go through the TSA checkpoint after getting a pass. Ramon Lowe is publisher of Airport Experience News. He says this system works best for smaller airports that are looking for new ways to reach their communities.
You're getting more flights, more business there. And so Tampa is really upscaling and elevating experience. So why not look at a way to invite the public in?
Back at the Tampa airport, Jen Tai will have company for her pre-flight meal. Her boyfriend, Richard Holmes, will be dining with her, but he's not getting on the plane. Holmes stops by the airport information desk, shows his ID, and picks up a pass that grants him access to the terminal.
We could actually see her off at a gate like they used to do. And yeah. So it's nice to be able to be like, bye, and then actually see the plane go fly away.
Yeah. Tampa only opens its terminal to non-flyers on Saturdays and limits passes to 100. Every Saturday is booked through the end of August. In Tampa, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.